12th parak of Kalim, 3rd Mishnah. Kisei tenish and matel shel balabati. Coverings of pots are generally not mekabel tuma. Here is a special type of cover of a certain kli, which sometimes they would put things, turn the cover upside down and put things in it. So Rabbi on the Talmud, since it was used independently, Chacham Atarim, since its primary use was as a cover, they hold it's not mekabel tuma. So Roifim Talmud, everybody agrees that the cover of this kli of the Reifim is Tami because that was always used also as upside down, was used as something to hold the medicines. A tel shel migdom, a door of a migdom. Migdom is a chest. Shel balabatim tahira. Shel Reifim tameya. It's a migdom of balabatim is tahira. Of Reifim is Tmeya. What's the difference? Because one of the doctors was used independently to put on it different bandages and things. So it was a separate kli, it's Metame by itself. Balpatim, which is part of another kli, so independently it was Namakabal Tuma. Haituchim Tmeyim, those are tongs that are used to hold hot metal as Tame. But prochim tahayim, prochim are something that is kavua. It's also some type of kli, but it was kavua into mechuba lekarka, and therefore it's not mekabel tuma. Akav shel beis habat tameya is a akav is also a piece of metal, a hook of metal that was connected to the beam of the olive press. That is tame because it's part of. It's had some shimush, it had been a kli, but unkli shebekoyslim toira, a hook that was connected to the wall is toira because anything that the shimush is connected to the ground is not a kabel toira.
The last Mishnah with this one, number Zion, is Ches. Ches. Halfway through the battery died halfway through that one, so
okay.
We need to do some. Actually, did Ham would tell us we've got finished up to tell us.